Welcome to the programme, Ibrahima Fall.
Hello.
How's the campaigning so far been going for you, given the violence of the last few days?
Well, I am trying to keep calm and to work forward into the accomplishment of my campaign, even though I am facing illegal opposition from the government because they are trying to not authorize my meetings.
The opposition, they aren't really campaigning against one another. The opposition is more or less campaigning all against Abdoulaye Wade.
Yes, most of the opposition is indeed campaigning against Abdoulaye Wade because he has already had 2 terms and the constitution limits the number of terms that a president can have. So we are all campaigning against his attempt to have a 3rd term.
The Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, they've sent a team of 150 observers to Senegal to overview the electoral process. What hopes do you have for this election being free and fair and just?
The political situation in Senegal during these last days has deteriorated to a point that conditions are not met for the election to be held at the date. The best solution would be to postpone the election and to have a dialogue between the actors to find a way out of this crisis.
There have been days of demonstrations and clashes with police in Dakar and other cities in Senegal. What happens if Abdoulaye Wade doesn't step down come the election day? How do you think the young people and the youth of Senegal will react?
I hope that we will not arrive at that situation and that we can agree on postponing the election and to discuss. But if he tries to maintain the date of the election, everything can happen.
The crackdown by the police and the security services, do you think that's likely to continue?
I would be glad if they stop cracking down illegally demonstrations because this is illegal. The electoral code gives the right to any presidential candidate to hold meetings throughout the territory of the country freely, provided only to inform the administrative authority 24 hours before. I have done that, and despite of that, I have been tracked down with all my supporters. They have tried even to shot on me, and they shot my security guard. So this regime is completely in disarray and they are using violence, only violence and every time violence. We have already 10 dead people, 10 have been sacrificed by this regime. This is too much. Even 1 person dead is already too much.
Some of the opposition are saying that Abdoulaye Wade has already arranged for the election to be rigged. And in fact, Karim Wade, his son, has already determined what percentage Abdoulaye Wade will win by.
I am not surprised because this is exactly the kind of election that they want to organize on the 26th. And it is not necessary to go to election if they know already the result. This is a kind of coup d'etat which is of electoral nature.
Let me just play devil's advocate for a minute then. Why doesn't Abdoulaye Wade just say that we'll cancel the election and he'll just continue as president?
Well, that would be easier maybe, and that will help Senegal maybe avoid more killed people. But of course, that is so surprising that he wants to give an impression of legality or constitutionality to what he is doing. That is the reason why he wants absolutely to have election, a formal election.
Because it leaves us in the unfortunate situation whereby if the opposition continues to protest, people will continue getting killed. But the other option is for the opposition to accept no kind of democracy in Senegal.
That is the reason why I have called for a dialogue between all political actors, including the president and the other candidates, to try to find a way to go out of this crisis situation in peace. Because if not, as you said, we are going to have more and more people killed and the situation will deteriorate and we are maybe going to a kind of civil war like Cote d'Ivoire with President Gbagbo after the election.
Thank you very much for your time, presidential candidate in Senegal, Ibrahima Fall.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.